just a couple of comments I'd like to make. There's been discussions about co-parenting and people getting involved with having children. And I'd be curious how many people here are aware of the fact that what the law says as far as whether a person is considered the child's father or not. As I mentioned earlier, a gay man donating sperm is not allowed through an IVF program. But if, and I believe that the current precedent under the law is that if the child is conceived naturally, if I can use that euphemism, then the man appears on the birth certificate. Yeah. If it's a donation through IVF, then the man has the option to appear on the birth certificate or not. If a gay man wants to be involved with the child, he can't donate through IVF. And he often isn't interested in becoming a father the good old-fashioned way, which leads to the question of does one use a turkey baster. But if the law recognised same-sex couples, then it would be far clearer that that the man would be able to be recognised as the child's father without the need to be the biological parent in the old-fashioned way, but is the biological parent. Or he may choose not to be if he wishes to be a donor. I think the law needs to be able to realise that. Some of the other comments made this evening was, you know, the need of proof under migration. Well, the easiest proof is a marriage certificate. Give same-sex couples the right to get married and you solve that problem. But under family law, when you've got disputes about children, the court is most concerned about the child having a stable family relationship. In a same-sex couple, give them the right to marry and you have proof of a stable family relationship. But I think what's most important for the committee to recognise is the fact that because there is no legal recognition of same-sex relationships, because of that, then people don't attempt to access what would normally be their entitlements under the law, whether they be financial or employment-related. And therefore, there's got to be an incredible under-reporting of the level of discrimination that is currently happening in this country. Please be aware of that when making your advice.
Okay.